According to Herb Clark, consulting is one of the most lucrative career paths today, but not everyone is born with the skills to be a consultant. Mr. Clark, who has worked with HBO, Fox, and Warner Brothers, is in a position to enlighten us all. He's the author of Top This, Consulting Your Way to Health, published by Pyramid Public Relations. I'm very pleased to welcome him to the show. Hello. So what's your book about?
You know, I got to say first, this is not what I thought. This was not what I was expecting to happen. You know, when your people called my office about an interview, I assumed that it was going to be a job interview.
Oh, you're looking for a job as a consultant here?
Are you the person that hires consultants, or should I be talking to someone else?
I think you should be talking to someone else, Herb. But you have written this book. Can we talk about it?
So this will be an interview?
Yeah.
When will it air?
Right now.
Right now? Well, I'm looking around. I can't see any cameras.
This is radio. This is public radio. This is the sort of thing that we do, Herb, talk to people who've written books and try to find out what they're about.
Let me give you a piece of advice. If you want to improve your ratings, the first thing I suggest is to get on TV because nobody is watching radio anymore.
Okay, well, let's talk about your book. So is that the sort of thing that you, the kind of advice you'd give as a consultant, that I should get cameras in here?
This is going to have a serious effect on my proposal.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you want some of the advice about getting to be a consultant, I'll tell you, that's the first question I had. And a long time ago, I went up to Bob Marshall, who's one of the best consultants I ever met, and I asked him the exact same thing. I said, you know, Bob, I want to be a consultant. What advice can you give me? Mm-hmm. And you know what he said?
No.
He said, buy my book.
And that's what you're saying here? But does your book indicate that it's easy to become a consultant?
That's an excellent question. That's a very good question, and I'll give you another piece of free advice. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to make the title of a book, you need to find something trademarkable. So,
Top This is the title of your book.
Yes, you know, I had a problem with that because the way you trademark things now is you misspell them. That's like beer companies and candy and hip hop people. That's what they're really. It looks like they can't spell, but it's really they're trying to trademark things. But when I was trying to come up with a way to misspell Top This, I really ran into a lot of trouble. You know, I mean, I tried Tap This and Tape This, but that didn't really convey what I was trying to do. So here's the other trick. You put exclamation points in.
Uh-huh.
If you notice in my book, there are 3 exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes a lot of trouble if you're at Amazon.com looking it up. If you don't put the 3 exclamation points in, you're going to end up with this very boring book about toys.
Top This. Are there, you mentioned Herb Marshall, is he the industry's top consultant?
Another excellent question. Did my office send you these questions?
No, this is what I got out of your book.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just working off the top of my head. I'm thinking about the proposal, which I guess I will be able to pitch to somebody else today.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk. You can talk to my producer, and she'll suggest some of the people here who might be interested in talking to you. But you do want people to buy your book as well, don't you?
Amazon.com, it's listed. You have to put the 3 exclamation points in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm thinking if you want to increase your ratings, what I think you have to do is you really have to inspect the demographics that you've got now. I mean, do you spend a lot of time investigating your demographics?
Not in public radio. We don't worry all that much about it. We feel that we're doing something different. We're not worried about sponsors.
Mm. Well, do you know what the largest growing segment of the population is?
The largest growing?
Fastest growing.
Yeah, I think it's the elderly, isn't it?
Actually, it's pets.
So oh, pets.
If you can find a way to get cats and dogs interested in watching listening to your show, you're going to skyrocket your ratings, I think.
Are show business consultants a special breed talking about pets?
You know, actually, talking about pets, it's cats and dogs. I think
parakeets don't count.
Well, there are more cats than dogs now. But, you know, the thing about cats is they have a longer attention span than dogs, but they're really not good at impulse purchasing the way dogs are.
Mm. Well, they do. Cats aren't.
Cats aren't, no.
No, but dogs really, they let you know what you want. Usually because you take them to the pet store, you don't take the cat to the pet store.
I'm at a real disadvantage here because I'm thinking in terms of television. And if you really, you know, it's hard to see how radio is going to get this kind of demographic interested in it.
But, you know, radio is doing very well. In fact, it's doing better than ever. I'm sure as a consultant you're aware of the figures. Millions and millions of people listen to radio. Public radio, national public radio, has an immense audience, and so do people like Rush Limbaugh and Dr. Laura.
Yes, and they've succeeded by learning how to misspell their titles.
Is that what they've done?
I mean, Rush is not really his real name, but that's a name he could trademark.
Uh-huh.
And it's not Laura Schlesinger, it's Dr. Laura. That's another name he could trademark.
And now we have Dr. Bob as well.
And what's he a doctor of?
I don't know. So should I just call myself Dr. Leonard? Would that help?
Dr. Leonard might work. The cat doctor. Or the dog doctor. Which would you rather be?
We've had pets on the show. We've actually talked about pets on the show, but it's a limited topic. Mr. Clark, you know, there's only so much talking you can do about dogs. I've never tried to address myself to the problems of dogs.
Well, that's another trick about demographics. Once you've picked
maybe I'd be barking up the wrong tree.
That's an excellent, excellent pun. What I would say is once you pick your demographics, once you zero in on what you want to do, the best thing to do is just repeat the thing that works the best over and over again. For instance, I believe there's a radio station that just plays Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
or Christmas songs 24 hours a day. So you could do your cat show 24 hours a day.
It's been my experience that most of the consultants I've met are people who were fired from their last job, and then they had to do something, and they became consultants.
That's another excellent question, and what I will tell you is the trick to the consulting. You know, I'm giving a lot of free advice out. This is really all in the book, but I'll give you another shot here. The trick to consulting is 90% of it is getting the job, and then the rest of it is just keeping the job.
Herb Clark's book is called Top This! ! Consulting Your Way to Help, published by Pyramid Public Relations. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.